In this video, we're going to go through every single chapter of Fortnite, pick the worst season from those chapters, and rank them from worst to best. So basically, number 6 will be last place. That will be the worst of the worst, whereas number 1 is the best of the worst. I hope that kind of makes sense. Do go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop when you make your next purchase, and let's get right into this ranking video. At the number 6 spot is going to be my choice from Chapter 2, that is Season 6. Chapter 2, Season 6 is not only the worst season from that entire chapter, I believe it is the worst Fortnite season of all time. I absolutely despise this season, I meme it every chance I get, I rip on it in every single video I get the opportunity to. Out of every single Fortnite season in history, I would rather go play every other one before I would go back to Chapter 2, Season 6. There's a lot of good reasons for that as well. Throughout this entire season, right, just the map changes, horrible. Battle Pass, horrible. The entire crafting mechanic is absolutely diabolical. It is so bad. I mean, you have to work the entire game to just get a weapon that you would just get out of a chest in the previous season. Like, if I wanted to go play Save the World and farm, you know, mechanical parts, yeah, like, I'll go do that, but don't make me do that in Battle Royale to just find a usable weapon. I could, and honestly, probably will make an entire long video just absolutely ripping on Chapter 2, Season 6, and what a colossal failure of a season this was. There are literally, like, two things that were good in this season. You've got, like, the Primal SMG and the Mechanical Shockwave Bow. Those are, like, the only positives I can think about for this season. But what I will say about Chapter 2 is, besides Season 6, there wasn't really another bad season, right? I think my second place choice might have been Chapter 2, Season 8, but nothing was gonna top how bad Chapter 2, Season 6 was, and it is easily at my last place spot. At the number 5 spot is going to be, well, my choice from Chapter 5, that's gonna be Season 3. Wrecked, again, is just an absolute unbearable experience for me, and I've been getting in some arguments with you guys on Twitter, right, about this season in particular, because I've never seen such a polarizing Fortnite season, really, in my entire life. It seems like there is a huge contingent of people that absolutely love Fortnite Wrecked. They love the chaos, they love the cars, they don't care that it's not balanced, they just want to go through and just maul everybody with mythic cars and use broken nitro fists, and that's their experience of a fun time. And I totally get that if you are listening to this video and you enjoyed Chapter 5, Season 3, but you can't argue against the fact that the mythic cars were objectively game-breaking. And you could agree with me, while yes, the game is fun when the cars are in your hands, it is not fun for the other 99 players in the lobby who don't have a car. Or should I say a mythic car, right? I was also not a fan of the new kind of weird wasteland POIs. In my opinion, this is also one of the worst battle passes of all time. Like, I will never use a single skin from this battle pass ever again. And the only reason it's not in, like, dead last place on this video is, one, because I just despise Chapter 2, Season 6 so much, but also, as the season went on, we got more and more counters to the cars, and it got to a point where at the end of the season, you had plenty of options to stop cars, right? I mean, you got the Magneto power, you've got the heavy impact sniper, you've got the boom bolt, you've got the anvil launcher, you've got EMP grenades, so it became a little more tolerable towards the end, but just for the majority of this season, I didn't enjoy it. Like, I literally played this season for a week or two and just said, you know what, like, I can't take this anymore. This was beyond an easy pick for my Chapter 5 placement. And the same goes for Chapter 1, because at my number 4 spot, I'm going with Season X. Season X is undeniably the worst season in Chapter 1, and I don't think there's an argument for anything else. And similarly to Chapter 5, Season 3, Season X is ruined by a vehicle, and this time it's the mech. I would argue that up until the Chapter 5, Season 3 mythic cars, the Season X mechs were one of, if not the most broken thing that has ever been in this game, right? In terms of vehicles, yeah, it was the best vehicle we had ever seen up until Chapter 5, Season 3. And I think this is the first time in Fortnite, right, where you really started to see a lot of people leave the game, right? Like, don't get me wrong, this game was hemorrhaging players towards the end of Chapter 1. There's no doubt about that. You know, the World Cup brought a lot of players back to try and compete, obviously, but a lot of really, really big players did quit the game in Season X because the mechs were genuinely unbearable. Like, when I say that, I mean it. It's another one of those situations where, you know, it's fun for the person that's inside the mech, but for everybody else in the lobby who's not in the mech, it is just disastrous. But what I will say about Season X is, if you are able to just take away mechs, this is actually a decent Fortnite season, I think. First of all, the Battle Pass with the remix skins was a great idea for the time, and I think these are some really, really good Battle Pass skins. I think they did an incredible job there. I also think the introduction of Rift Zones was an amazing idea, and it kind of goes forgotten about in the grand scheme of Fortnite history, but I think these are some incredible POIs they introduced throughout the entire season, right? I'm talking like Pandora from the Borderlands collab, Gotham City, right, which just turned Tilted Towers into, well, Gotham City. You also had Tilted Town, which was like the first true iteration of Zero Build. Obviously, you know, that also comes with some stinker POIs like Moisty Palms, Taco Time Greasy Grove, and, you know, the zombie infested Retail Row. But I think it's very obvious to tell, right, when you go back and watch Chapter 1 Season X gameplay, you have this extremely convoluted loot pool that is just absolutely filled to the brim with so many weird items that just don't mesh well together and don't make sense. It's just a huge jumble. You could tell the game needed a refresh, and of course it got that with Chapter 2, but I honestly just can't look past the mechs, right? And so yeah, that's why Chapter 1 Season X is in the bottom 50% of this list. At my number 3 spot is Chapter 4 Season 3 Wilds. Again, this was another really easy pick for me, right? Because I think Chapter 4 is one of, if not the best chapter in Fortnite history. Chapter 4 Season 1, 2, 4, and I guess OG, if you want to count that as part of Chapter 4, were all really, really good Fortnite seasons. Some of the best of all time, I would argue. But unfortunately, they totally missed the mark, in my opinion, with Chapter 4 Season 3. This is an absolute stinker of a season. And you've got to think, right, if Chapter 4 Season 3 was just as good as Chapter 4 Season 1 or Season 2, Chapter 4 would probably inarguably be the best chapter of all time. They tried the jungle in Chapter 1 Season 8, I really didn't like it there, and then they brought back the jungle biome for Wilds, and I think it missed the mark again. Now don't get me wrong, this was a totally fleshed out huge biome, and while it did look gorgeous, don't get me wrong, I was literally trying my very best to just stay out of the jungle biome, right? You had the raptors, like, who really cares about those? The new POIs that were found in the jungle in Chapter 4 Season 3 are some of the most forgettable locations we've ever seen. Like, genuinely, I played the entirety of Chapter 4 Season 3, and off the top of my head, I can only remember, like, Rumble Ruins from this season. In terms of the Battle Pass, you've got one good skin, in my opinion, that's Optimus Prime. But here's what I will say positively about Chapter 4 Season 3. This is a season that, while yes, I think was very bad, I still found myself having some enjoyable moments, right? You've got the Mammoth Pistol, you've got the Explosive Repeater Rifle, you've got the Cybertron Cannon, you had the introduction of the Flapjack Rifle. Like, basically what I'm getting at here is you still had some fun weapons that were enjoyable to use that could create some good moments in an otherwise, you know, pretty dull season. I think when you look back at Chapter 4 Season 3, right, you just kind of think to yourself, like, what about this season really sticks out as being good, as being a standout moment of the season? And to me, really nothing comes to my mind, and that's a problem. And while I don't think this season is, you know, absolutely atrocious like the last three seasons I just talked about, it is still a very bad Fortnite season. There should be no argument there. And moving on to my number 2 spot in today's video is going to be my placement from Chapter 6. That is Chapter 6 Season 3. Or I guess not Season 3, I make this mistake in every single video. Chapter 6 Season 3 as of recording this comes out in like 5 days. This is mini Season 1, if that's what they want me to call it by fine, mini Season 1. That's my pick for this video. And of course, as of recording this, you've only got 3 options. You've got Chapter 6 Season 1, Chapter 6 Season 2, and mini Season 1. And while I'm not the craziest fan of Chapter 6 Season 1 or 2, I think we can all agree this current season is the worst of Chapter 6. And I know it's kind of unfair to rank it, right, because it is a mini season, it's only going to be out for 1 month, whereas the other ones had, you know, 2-3 full months of content. And unless you've been sleeping in Dusty Divot, right, you know the declining player count that has been, you know, seemingly published everywhere about how this is the lowest player count we have seen since Wilds, actually, funny enough. It's been 2 years since we've seen this crazy dip in player count, and I think that's indicative of just players obviously not liking this season as much as I think Epic Games thought they would. In my introductory review of this season, right away, my first impression was that the Battle Pass was a total miss. There are so many amazing Fortnite characters that could have been in this Battle Pass that they just didn't add. It is a total miss for me, and I get it. They wanted to take them and put them all in the shop and, you know, leave the mid ones in the Battle Pass. Like, I understand the business behind that. I was a finance and econ major in college after all, but this Battle Pass to me is just not worth buying at all. Obviously, you've got the planes, right? I think we can all agree nobody likes these things in the game, and for some reason they decide to buff them halfway through the season like they needed a buff. Currently in the game, you've got the Star Destroyer, right? I mean, what do I even say about this thing? Another just broken mid-game objective. One of those things where, like I said, you've seen it throughout this whole video. It's fun for the one or two people inside the Star Destroyer, but not fun for the rest of the lobby. And it ruins the total pacing of the game because what happens is, you know, as soon as the Star Destroyer Rift comes in, everybody just absolutely books it for that. And then you see like a mass death that occurs, right? Everybody trying to fight for it. And it just ruins the whole pacing of the game. Obviously, I can't ignore the elephant in the room, adding all blaster weapons and removing ballistic weapons. This is something I think was neat for a week, and then after that, just got kind of tired of it. I think it was the right decision by them to do that. Like, I think if you had blasters and ballistic weapons, everybody would just go for the ballistic weapons and not the blaster ones. I think the updates throughout the season felt incredibly mid. Besides the Jawa Scatter Blaster, that thing's absolutely incredible. You brought back the Amban Sniper, like we had already seen it before. You brought back the Mandalorian Jetpack, we had already seen it before. We have already seen almost all of the lightsaber abilities before this mini season. I think it's one of those things where, like, I'm just ready to move on, and I know so many of you guys watching this video are as well. And after seeing the player count, I think it's safe to say that if they're gonna do an entire new collaboration season going forward, they really gotta learn from their mistakes this season, or else this game is gonna take another huge hit in player count. But at my number one spot today, guys, the best of the worst seasons from every chapter of Fortnite, it is Chapter 3, Season 4. And this was probably the only chapter on this video where, you know, I had a tough time determining what season I was going to put on here. For me, it was either Chapter 3, Season 3 or Chapter 3, Season 4, but I went with Chapter 3, Season 4, and I'll explain why. So let me just say right off the bat, this is not a terrible Fortnite season. Yes, it is the worst from Chapter 3, I will say that, but this is actually a playable season, right? Like, this is a considerably better season than I would argue every single season that I've said so far. But I was just not a fan of the Chrome theme, right? Like, having an entire Fortnite season themed around Chrome, like, it just feels very superficial to me. Most of the POIs weren't even new, right? They just put Chrome on them and then just changed the name. Like, you had Tilted Towers, then they just chromified it and then called it Tainted Towers. Like that really makes any much of a difference. And it feels weird, right? To be like bashing a Fortnite season that I have at my number one spot on a video. The Battle Pass sucks straight up. Like, there's not a single good Battle Pass on this list besides Season X. Like, this is another season where I'm just never gonna run a single skin from this battle pass. But like I said earlier in this video, like, I think the gameplay is still acceptable. I love the new chrome weapons. I think that chrome mechanic of dealing damage boosts the rarity of your weapon is an unbelievable mechanic. I say in every video that I don't understand how something like this hasn't come back, right? It incentivizes players to get out there, get fighting people. Nobody wants to sit in a box. But I really don't know how to explain it. Like, if you go back and you look at all the new weapons that were added throughout this season, this just feels like a really weird time in Fortnite. Like, it's just overall like a really weird season of Fortnite. But you know what? Hey, look, it's at the number one spot in today's video, and it's probably the only time in a video where Chapter 3, Season 4 is going to be at my number one spot. So soak it in now. All right, guys, let me know what you thought about this video. Firstly, did you agree with my picks for the worst season of each chapter? And then secondly, what did you think about my ranking of those seasons? I think I did a decent job, but of course, let me know. If you did go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.